This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, November 17th. Well, we rolled over again yesterday. Quite a bit of selling pressure coming in both the lives and the feeders. So our upside momentum ran out of steam fairly fast. We barely got back to old lows and those breakout points, and then the market stalled out, and then we did roll over. So it looks like probably going to get a test of those lows. You know, frankly, we're not that far away. The lows from just a week ago, this cattle market has been on a wicked slide, and we've seen major fund liquidation, both the lives and the feeders. Cash markets have generally followed along with this break. They were a little slow to get started, but once it looked like the break wasn't going to snap back very fast, cash market started following along with the weaker board. That was over the last couple weeks. This week so far, cash is a bit lower, but not the slide that we've seen over the last couple weeks. It looks like Fed trade is going to average around 178, which is down 2. Dress trade at 282 is down 4. Box beef values yesterday were lower. Choice down 161 at 295. Select was down 20 cents at 268. The spread lost $1.41. We're sitting at 27.07. Movement was 137 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 119,000 heads. That's pretty light. For the week, we're sitting at 495. That's 2,000 more than a week ago, but it's still down 17,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index, the daily index was at 232.56. So that's a full $10 higher than just the prior day. So we are seeing, at least on a one-day basis, the feeder cattle cash auction yards show a significant jump in prices. The seven-day average was up 41 cents. We're sitting at 228.76. So at least we're seeing some signs of life in the cash markets for feeder cattle. Export sales yesterday were a disappointing 10,500 tons. South Korea took 4,400, Mexico 1,800, China took 1,300. Pork export sales at 24,700, Mexico took 8,500, Japan 5,400, South Korea 2,400. We have a cattle on feed report out this afternoon. The trade is looking for placements to be big again, up about 6% over last year. We were surprised with the September placements, and now the market is bracing for big October placements. So we've factored a lot of that in. We'll see what happens, but I think the market is probably, you know, before it makes any big moves, it's going to see what those numbers are. If the big placements aren't there, then we've overcorrected to the downside most likely, and the market will likely get a pretty good snap back. So we'll just have to wait for the report and see what those numbers are. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.